Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 54. Mount Pleasant Development Director Logan Martin has resigned to take a position with SC Johnson. Martin's last day with the village will be November 11th. The Journal Times reports Martin says he received an offer to serve as an associate manager in global community affairs at SCJ, and after careful consideration decided to accept the position. Martin has worked for the village for the last 9.5 years. She's seen steady progress since getting back into office after a 16-year absence, and Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty is especially encouraged by discussions about a strip mall by the Kmart building, which has new ownership. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor Hefty says talks with the strip mall's new owner have included easier access to another group of businesses instead of shoppers having to access stores via Highway 36.
It seems to be the fit where everybody can help each other. By just making it, they can go down the street and stop, and instead of having to go to a stoplight and then go get to another stoplight and then turn in such a small area.
Mayor Hefty says she's also getting back to full strength after having a surgical procedure several weeks ago. If there's going to be renovation and expansion of the Racine Public Library to include third floor space, it's going to take not only a lot of fundraising, but also a more detailed proposal based on a limited response to a feasibility study and overcoming a certain mindset about the library. Speaking to the Library Board and Library Foundation members, Karen Rose with Library Strategies said they identified almost 5 dozen community members to interview for the report, but got responses from only 11. Rose says they talked about a $15.5 million fundraising effort and got a lukewarm response, most participants unfamiliar with modern libraries, while looking for a game changer to help downtown redevelopment.
We talked about the arena deal a lot, and so the library was kind of a little bit of, you know, not the big shiny object, put it that way. And related to that was, oh, is this just another proposal? I called it proposal fatigue for Lenny. I just heard that a lot, that this is just another idea floated up that's just floated up with not a lot of meat underneath it.
If there's going to be a Racine Public Library fundraising campaign, it will emerge from a closed meeting of the governing board members November 3rd, at which a real estate transaction is also on the agenda. The Andis Company has experienced 14% growth this year and expects that trend to continue, creating the need for more space at their facility at Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park. At last night's Village Plan Commission meeting, Andis representatives said they're planning to move shipping, receiving, and storage operations to an existing building in the nearby Enterprise Business Park, just south of their current location, by the end of the year. The move will allow the company to expand production capacity in their existing building. The Plan Commission unanimously approved a conditional use permit to allow the move. A final vote on the permit will come at Tuesday's full village board meeting. Andis manufactures clippers, hair dryers, and other items for the beauty and pet industries. The Racine County Drainage District has been denied a permit by the state DNR to draw down the Fox River between October and March for the purpose of dredging the Wind Lake and Goose Lake drainage canal in the village of Waterford. There's been a drawdown by opening gates on the Rochester Dam the last 2 years, despite no dredging taking place. Village officials joined local residents in arguing a reduction in the water level of the Fox River hurt both fishing and recreation, a position backed by the DNR in its reasoning for the permit denial. All the proper financial controls are now said to be in place with a parent-led booster club that raises money for Kenosha Bradford High School's football team, the Bradford End Zone Club, which got some unwanted attention in a Fox 6 TV investigative report. It quoted 2 members of the club saying they could not get satisfactory answers on past spending from club president Tom Stone, who reportedly controlled the private bank account. Fox 6 reported Stone operated the club as a for-profit entity to get around the public release of club tax returns. The End Zone Club has since filed for nonprofit status, and Kenosha Unified spokesperson Tanya Reuter tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio the club has accepted Kenosha Unified Business Office recommendations, including bylaws. The Kenosha Police Department reportedly rejected the need for a criminal investigation. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.